I'm guessing the most troubling thing to me about this insurrection is that people are having trouble coming to grips with the fact that the guy that was the president passed, I mean, the one that was unelected, okay, conducted enough activity long before the election and during and after that essentially was to fight against the United States government and to prevent it from functioning. Okay. The very definition of what the insurrection's all about. What is sad is that the followers of Digit have got suckered into this concept of, well, you gotta feed the tree of liberty the blood sometime or some horseshit like that. The very thing that our government was formed about was that we as immigrants to this new world, as colonialists of a British Empire, revolted against that. Now, only about 4% of the population ever revolted against that, because it was spread all over the place. I mean, most people in those days were preoccupied with keeping food on the table, with let's go to a war. Now, come on, we ain't got time for that. But the population fought it. They fought it aggressively, and basically, the merchant class, who was the one that was most badly hurt by the tariffs and the restrictions upon what they could do and not do, ended up winning that argument. And then it took them some years to sit down and agree to what terms can we now manage this new nation. And that constitution was drawn up. There was great consideration to the spirit of refreshing the tree of liberty and all of that, and maintaining liberty, and how it took a revolution to get there. Now, let's digress back to 2022 and January 6th, and the spoiled child who refused to accept his loss drums up a resurrection, not on the day he found out he didn't win the election. He started this long before that. And by then, appealing to organizations like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, okay, he misled them to believe that it was time to refresh the Tree of Liberty. Now, it takes some powerful disenfranchisement for someone to believe that they should take their guns to Washington, D.C., and kill the vice president so that the ex-unelected president can somehow retain power. Okay. Call for an emergency martial law under executive order or something. Well, the rest of the institutions that were built by our founding fathers proved very credible and very capable of handling every argument that was ever posed legally, legitimately, or otherwise. Then, for a few of absolutely extraordinary public servants, our capital, our democracy, our constitution, our nation was kept whole. It was not kept whole by those kind of people that want to come in and tear up the Capitol.